I know you feel it. I know it's fucking tearing you up on the inside. I know it's fucking destroying the fuck out of you.
That's what it was meant to do, right?
No.
Yes, it was.
Let me tell you what it was actually meant to do.
Control me?
No.
Destroy me?
No.
Control, destroy, steal my destiny. Steal, kill, or destroy.
No.
That's the only motive, because Satan was behind that.
I don't even fuck with Satan's mind. I don't care.
I do, because he's been using my own husband to destroy me.
Okay.
And to try to take away my kids' future.
Okay, if you want to keep repeat the fucking thing that happened and tell me over and over again, reiterate and be the narrator, go ahead. Continue.
No, I'm telling you how
I'm trying to tell you. You're not telling me how you feel. You're telling me what fucking happened. That's what you're telling me. I already see what...
I feel like my own husband tried to destroy me.
Okay. I already see how you feel. Do you understand that? Can you understand that? If not, then you can continue and keep telling me and reiterating this issue again. Please. Okay. So, let me go ahead, because obviously, even though you don't think I understand how you feel, at the same time, you probably don't give a fuck how I feel. That's why I don't even say shit. That's how I can deal with it. That's how dudes just gotta deal with shit. Just fucking hold the fucking thing in and just fucking bottle it up and fucking move on. That's what men supposed to do.
Well, moving on in this instance means moving on to some other woman who you can respect.
No. No.
No, it does.
Stop. Let me... Do you think? Oh my. You're smart, so I'm just gonna start with this. You're gonna take it however you wanna say it. However you wanna fucking make it replay in your mind of what I'm saying, then you're just gonna take it how you want. I'm gonna say it the best way I can. Maybe I'm not smart enough to say it in an intelligent way so you can understand what I'm telling you. But let me say it like this, okay? When I fucking sit there and I think about all this shit, and I say, I'm sorry for what fucking happened, calling the cops and shit on you, and the fucking whole thing that went down with CPS and all that stuff, I'm personally actually saying I'm sorry for all that shit, because at the end of the day, when I look back and I say, damn, the fucking devil tricked me, I'm fucking being used to destroy my own family, you're gonna be sitting there thinking, I don't give a fuck, that I didn't care, I did that on my own free will. That's what you're gonna tell me, right? That's what you're gonna look at me and you fucking sit here and mouth off at me and fucking go off at me about, right? When I'm sitting here and I'm fucking torn the fuck up on the inside, but I gotta go to work every fucking day and just smile and fucking be like, everything is fine. And I come home with you every fucking day and act like nothing happened, and I have to act like everything is fine in front of Melania and Zion and try to be part of the family, even though you and me, I already look at you and in your eye, even if you're not looking at me, even worse, even more, that I know you fucking hate the fuck out of me. Okay? So I look in the fucking mirror, when I go off in a little corner and I fucking sit there, you know what I'm thinking to myself? You fucked up, Frank. You fucked up. The one thing, the one person, the one family that you have, that you love so much, guess what you did? Guess what you fucking did? Huh? You destroyed it. You don't think I feel like a piece of shit? You don't think I feel like all this? That I've done the worst thing I could possibly do? First of all, let me tell you the truth, okay? Let me tell you the honest truth. I think you're a great mother. I think you're fucking amazing. That I'm gonna give to you. As a wife, I think you're awesome too. Communication-wise, my only grip, that I just... A lot of shit to work on when it comes to talking. Me personally, I'm not. I don't understand you. I can hear you loud and clear now. There's a lot of shit when you talk, I don't get it. And sometimes, actually no, 90% of the time when I do say something, I swear, I know you ain't heard shit I said. But back on something. I don't even fucking feel like wish, I wish, I hope that I could be more of a human being that was perfect for me. I feel like I fall short every day before this apocalypse. I look at you, and what I see is a amazing, powerful, strong, and intelligent woman. But because I'm not, I said, powerful, amazing, intelligent woman.
Listen.
No, stop. You're going to let me finish speaking. How many times have I let you sit there and speak to me? If you don't like what I'm saying, deal with it. Because I sit here and have you cut my head off day after day when you're ready to go off.
Listen.
No, stop.
You're telling me opposites of what you're saying.
No. I need you to understand what I'm saying. You understand?
What am I supposed to believe? That you this? Am I supposed to believe this? Or am I supposed to believe the stories you've told about me to other people? Like your mom and mama?
True. Do you understand? Okay, let me tell you something, okay? Let me tell you something when I'm sitting back here and I'm seeing. I'm telling you things, okay? I'm telling you things that you know about me, okay? No one else. I'm telling you, no, stop. And then when you sit there and you open your mouth, time after time, you know what hurts the most? You. You all the time. Like this morning. You wake up and you tell me, why the fuck did you put away the chicken? I don't fucking know you cook chicken. I don't fucking know that you
cook. I cook for you every night.
Stop. Listen to me. Instead of just throwing your own emotions in the shit. Because when I have to listen to you talk to me any fucking way you want to, any way you want to, because you're better for shit like you tell me, I don't do that shit and walk around the house and just fucking cuss you out or say some shit to you however how I want to. I'm trying to tell you. This shit is fucking me up. And how I really feel. If you actually want to know why things happen the way they do. If you want to know, since you're asking the question, why people do what they do, like you said, like I asked you in the beginning, I'm telling you why. I'm actually telling you the fucking reason why. So you don't have to draw your own conclusion and sketch the dots. I'm actually linking it all up for you right now. And the only reason why I'm still here, don't have to be. I'm still here. Funny. That's the issue. When it comes to you and all the issues and the fucking arguments and the fucking naysaying and the fucking belittling that you do with me, you didn't do this. Why you did that? I'm like, I didn't fucking touch that shit. You did. I don't say shit half the fucking time. Let's be quiet. This shit fucking bothers me. Then when I get probably fed up with it, when I say something, I'm wrong anyway. I ain't taking no from you. First of all, yeah. I still don't retract my shit that I said. I am sorry I called the cops. After fucking fighting over the weed and shit, that shit pissed me the fuck off a lot. I was fucking skyrocketed. Sky fucking rocketed pissed off. Over fucking wrong.
Who started
that shit.
It?
Stop.
Who started it?
You.
I started it by having you hide my medicine?
No. You started pissing me off about this morning when you were going off on me about the fucking chicken in the sink while I was trying to wash out Milano's cup, and you were saying that's more fucking
important. So that's why you hid my medicine from me?
No, it was a lot of build-up.
But before any of the conversation ever happened, before anybody even talked, you hid my medicine. You took my medicine and moved it. You moved it, and I asked you where it was. You went downstairs and got it.
That's when you felt like it came back.
I asked you where my medicine was. Mm-hmm. You went downstairs and you got my medication. And then did you give it to me?
No.
I needed it and I said, I need my medicine. You went downstairs and you got my medicine.
What is this brain? Because you're just reiterating shit.
Hold on, wait. you can't start from midway.
You're starting from midway. You're starting from where I took your medicine. I'm starting from when it started that damn morning.
You're starting from where you took my medicine.
No. You're starting from where
the medicine started. So when I try to get my medicine back,
mm-hmm.
from you, you think that that was the wrong reaction. I should have no right to try to get my medicine back. So you're hiding my medicine and taking my medicine and dangling it all while holding Zion. But when I try to get it back, all of a sudden you're holding Zion. You knew you were holding Zion before you started holding somebody's medicine and dangling it and acting like you were going to throw it away. So you're okay with that first action?
I'm not.
That first action of dangling the medicine, hiding it, and all that stuff, not telling me where it's at, and I gotta say, why'd you move my stuff? Where's my medicine? And then I come to you, you go directly to where you hid my medicine, pick it up, dangle my medication in front of me, and then refuse to give it to me. And then I end up with a domestic violence charge and Child Protective Services investigating my newborn baby and my daughter, who I gave you. My daughter, who I blessed to let her call you father and dad. That's what happened. You started off, you want to start off with a chicken in the sink from that morning. That gave you no right to hide my medicine. Chicken in the sink? That gave you right to hide.
No, how can you tell me that?
How do you have the right to hold someone's medicine?
Stop and listen to this.
It wasn't yours.
Listen to this.
Why do you have my stuff?
Don't interrogate me like a lawyer, because you're not. Just shut up and talk like a human being. Do I look like I'm on a pulpit? Do I look like I'm on a stand for you to fucking interrogate? You are too. Your intentions for you putting your hands on me to get the fucking
nobody
medicine,
put their hands
I don't even
on
fuck
you.
What you say right now. Stop.
No one put their
I
hands
need
on
to
you.
Stop.
No one put
listen.
Their hands on you.
Listen.
And then you lied to police and said that I pushed you through the wall and that put a hole in the wall.
I told them that.
Well, how'd the hole get in the wall?
What did I say?
How did the hole? You told me two stories.
No,
tell
I
me the
it.
Truth.
I told you the fucking truth.
How the hole get in the wall?
Got hole? Please tell me what you told them.
How
or tell me what they told you.
How did the hole get in the wall?
How did it happen? But I only said one thing happened.
What?
You don't know. What did they tell you? Is that what they told you? That you pushed me and I put a hole in the wall?
I pushed you?
Is that what they said?
I pushed you?
I'm asking.
Did I push you?
I'm asking.
Did I push you?
There you go.
Did I once push you?
There you go.
Did answer me. Did I once push
you?
Did I push you? Did I push you?
I'm done.
Why can't you say yes or no?
Because you're trying to interrogate
no.
me. No. No, you're not.
Did I push you?
Is that what happened?
Did I hit you?
Is that what happened?
Did I hit you?
Did you?
Did I hit you?
I'm gonna ask you that. Did you?
No.
Did you?
No.
Are you sure?
Was I trying to go into my own bedroom?
Is that what they told you about a hole in the wall? Is that what he told you?
Did I hit you?
Is that what they told you?
I never saw the hole in the wall till the police were gone. I never saw the hole till the police were gone.
So
look,
who told you that I
did
said,
I push you,
you
push or put me. My hands on you? Did
who
I hit you?
You?
I hit you?
Told
you
that?
Told the police I hit you.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. It
no,
wouldn't
I
be
didn't.
Domestic violence if you did it.
No, I didn't.
They read me the report. You said I hit you. You lied and said I hit you. You told my parents that I hit you.
No, I didn't.
You didn't? Then why were the police
okay.
there?
Okay, let the devil fuck with
okay.
you. Out. Okay,
then why were the police there?
Keep going. Keep going.
Then why were the police there?
Keep going.
If I didn't
keep
hit you,
going.
If I did not
keep
hit
going.
You. If I didn't hit you. If I didn't hit you.
Can you now shut up and let me tell you what happened?
If I didn't
can
hit
I,
you.
Can you now shut up and let me tell you what happened?
When you answer this.
I'm answering the question.
After
you, no, no. If
after
you answer,
answer this.
No, no. Shut up.
Did I hit
you?
Did I hit you? Did I hit you? Did I hit you? Yes or no? Did you get hit by
me?
Did I raise my hand or strike you? Did I strike you and abuse you physically? Did I physically hurt you? Did I physically harm you or intimidate you? Did I abuse you? Did I hurt you? Did I hit you? I am a woman who has been through domestic abuse, been beaten, bitten, and hurt by a man. Did I do that to you?
I never told anybody that you had pushed me or hit me.
You never accused me of domestic violence.
No.
Then why were the police there? Because police only respond to crimes. What crime was being committed against you that you had to call police on your wife? Your feelings were hurt?
I did not tell anybody that you hit me or pushed me.
You never said I hit you.
Never.
You never said you were abused. You are so cop. You wrote it to me. It's in my text messages that you were telling me that I hit you while the police were on their way. So if I didn't hit you, then why did you write that? You wrote to me that I hit you because I lied?
No.
So because your answer is I lied.
Wait, go back to it. Go back to it.
Your answer is,
I'm about to put you in a fucking
did I hit you or not? Did I hit you or not? You never said I hit you. You've never been physically hurt by me ever, have you? Have I physically assaulted you? Have I physically assaulted you? You said I hit you several times. When did I hit you? When did I abuse you, physically hurt you, or put my hands on you at all? When did I do that?
You know, I'm laughing so much about what you're saying right now. And why I'm sitting here telling you to shut the fuck up so I can tell you what happened? Because every single time you keep saying, I hit you, guess what you did? That was you that said that. Are you recording that one? Good.
So Child Protective Services came out because of domestic violence, but you never said there was any domestic violence. You never said I hit you. So the police lied on you. The police lied. So how come you haven't tried to call the police, chief of police, and let them know that two officers lied on your wife? Why haven't you tried to protect me against those men who came to our house and tried to put a case against me and take our children out of our home? Why haven't you tried to handle it?
I have.
How?
You forgot that I've been calling the police?
You're calling the police to retract your lie. You're not calling the police to get the police officers in trouble for lying on your wife. If two grown men lie on a grown man's wife and try to get her in trouble, two grown-ass men try to get your wife locked up and kids taken away, and you didn't do shit about it?
True.
That's what you want me to believe?
True.
Or did you call those two men to the house to destroy me and our children while your mom is cheering you on? And now all of a sudden, you're telling me, see, you will say anything to keep the peace.
No.
You will tell your mom that I was wrong for Miami, and then you'll tell me that your mom and your sister were wrong for disrespecting your wife and your unborn child and your daughter in Miami. So who was wrong, me or them? Or was it you? Who was wrong?
I would have told them their shit that I didn't like the fact that
what
they
did. You wrote to your mom? I read it.
I would have known.
I read everything.
Like a nasty person.
I read. You should have nothing to hide. We're married. We're married. You can have my phone. I don't have nothing to hide. I don't have nothing to hide.
Give it to me. Give it to me. I told you to shut the fuck up.
I don't have nothing to hide.
Why
are you trying to take my phone? Why are you trying to take my phone? What are you doing? Oh, you
get off now.
Give me my fucking phone. Give me my phone, that phone. Give me my phone, that phone.
Get off.
Give me my phone. Give me my fucking phone.
Just kick me in the fucking phone.
Give me my phone. Give me my phone. Ow!
Fuck off, me. Stop.
Give me my phone. Stop.
Get off of me.
Ow!
Get off of me.
Ow!
Stop. Why the fuck are you ripping me up?